Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Our colleague in the RTE newsroom, Conor McCauley, is reporting that the trial of three men for the murder of journalist Lira McKee in Derry 5 years ago has risen for the day to allow for legal argument. The case against three Derry men had been due to begin in Belfast Crown Court this morning, but when the case began, it emerged there were issues to be resolved over the admissibility and discovery of evidence. So, according to Conor's report, it could take some time for those matters to be addressed. Seven other defendants were also in the dock at Belfast Crown Court on charges linked to disorder on that night that Lira McKee was murdered. And you remember the 29-year-old journalist was shot in the head as she observed rioting close to police lines in the Creggan area of the city. The new IRA admitted responsibility for her murder. Back to UK politics now, and this diplomatic row, the rumbling row that we've been discussing all morning. The Labour leader Keir Starmer has said that the government, the British government, should stop focusing on its Rwanda gimmick, as he called it, to control the border and instead take down criminal gangs. He said, I think the UK government is looking at the wrong end of this. They've lost control of the borders. 2 weeks ago yesterday, over 500 people arrived in small boats. That's more than the entire Rwanda scheme in a year. Instead of the government's policy to deport asylum seekers in Rwanda, it should focus on stopping arrivals. That's from Keir Starmer, the morning, the UK Labour Party leader, and we'll bring you any developments on that situation as we get it. Now, though, families could spend up to €1,500 for children's camps over the summer. That figure for two primary school children, it can make this time of year a really expensive and stressful time for families. Mary McCarthy is a columnist with the Irish Independent, and she's on the line now. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm very well, and we're asking parents to text us if they're in the middle at this moment of trying to sort out the summer holidays. 51551. Were you surprised by that figure of €1,500?
I would broadly agree with that, Claire. I think it's it can differ a little bit. It depends on the camp you do. So you've got camps with a lot of equipment like sailing, and they'll be really expensive. I mean, they're about £300. And then you've got the GAA camps that can be, you know, field and a ball, and it's just not that expensive. So they're really, really good value. But this definitely is the time of the year. Parents are frantically trying to cobble together a patchwork provision for summer. Because I work, Claire, I'm really lucky, I can do my work at home, it's really flexible. But even still, you still have to work, right? So you still have to have the kids organised for some of the summer. It doesn't have to be the whole summer. So yes, I would broadly agree. I wouldn't spend that much now, Claire. I was totting up what I'll be spending, right? So I have two primary kids and they're going to go to a tennis camp, and that's 150 for 3 hours, I might add. It's a bit steep, but they love it. And then there's a football camp they go to with the club they play, and that's only 100, and you can pay 20 a day if you want, which is really handy. Mm-hmm. And then my daughter is going to do like a sports-based kind of residential camp. That's really expensive. That's 400. So I'll be spending 1,100, and that's like, I wouldn't have any more to spend. I tell you, I was delighted that I was so disorganised I couldn't sort out the Gael talk this year for my daughter. She really wanted to do it. It's €1,000, Claire.
Like, for how long was it?
That's residential now. In fairness, it's for the 3 weeks. Like, okay. But it's still a lot, you know. Yeah. It's a lot to cobble up.
Yeah, it's just the problem with some of them. You know, you mentioned the tennis camp there is for 3 hours. For some parents who aren't working at home, they're probably going to bookend either end of the day with additional childcare as well. And I know the teachers listening will say, you know, school is not childcare and we shouldn't look at it like that. But the reality is that parents have to work. So, you know, you have to find something for your children to do where they're going to be safe over those weeks of the summer.
That's it. And if I'm working at home, so I can, for a few weeks, so my primary school kids will do 3 weeks of camp, and then they'll do 3 weeks free range where they can just play around on the green, you know. But I'm lucky I'm there, right? Whereas my sister, now she's up to 90 at the moment. She rang me in a panic yesterday, and her constraint is time because she works full time. So she...
Ah, we lost the line, and we were just about to hear about Mary's sister and why she was in a blind panic. Is Mary gone? Yeah, the line has gone down. Okay, well, that's unfortunate. If you are experiencing problems trying to book summer camps, or if you can tell us exactly how much you're spending on covering those weeks of the summer, do get in touch, because we are going to come back to this. There's a bit of a way to go between now and then. But I tell you, if you haven't booked your summer camp around now, you're probably going to miss out, as Mary did with the Gaeltacht. Mary, is Mary back? She's back.
I'm back. Sorry,
Mary.
Sorry,
no, listen, Claire. You were in the middle of telling us about your sister. I was dying to know why she was in a blind panic. So what's happening? What's happening with her?
Well, okay, well, she's up to 90 and her little boy now is the same age as mine. So they all want to do something together. But you see, she can book into these like fancy camps. There's a life skills one in Black Rock she wanted us to book into, but that's 300 quid. But her constraint, she needs something that's 9:30 to 4. Whereas I can do something, I can be a little flexible, like the GAA, 9:30 to 1:30 is fine. So to go back to your first question, I'd agree with that survey. You would spend that much if you were working full time and you had two primary kids and you couldn't actually stay at home. But there will be parents, and what they do is do a patchwork provision, so they might get grandparents, they might take parental leave. Like, I actually know a couple, Claire, and they take separate holidays. It's kind of sad.
Yeah, I've heard about that as well, where you bookend your holidays to cover it. And listen, the example that we can look at in other countries, in France you get some help with this, do you?
Oh, listen, Claire, in France, I have a pal living in Paris. I just gave her a quick call there this morning and she ran me down what's available. It is phenomenal. It's absolutely wonderful. And also, like, they presume those two parents working, but not only that, they also presume that kids want to do something in the summer. So every single school has this thing called, I'm going to pronounce it wrong, I'm just going to say it in English because I'm going to mess it up in French. It's a centre of leisure. So you don't necessarily have to go to your own school, because maybe your own school, not every school runs it, but most schools will. So there'll be one in your area nearby. So you go to any school and you do it. And for all the holidays, they have an activity-based camp. They have, you know, it's a mix of things. And they also do it on a Wednesday because they get a half day. But it's not run by the teachers. So the teachers leave and there's a whole new set of staff that come in and they're trained up by the council, by the Mary, which is the council. And they also, in Paris, they run these residential camps. And I must add now, all these camps are heavily subsidised.
Well, that's the important bit. I was going to ask you, how much do they cost?
Well, that's the important bit, right? So everything is really, really subsidised. So the camps in the school, they will not cost you more than like €50 a week. But every family is on a tariff. Every family with children is on a tariff in France of between 1 and 10. So if you earn a certain amount, if you're low income, you'll be on the 1, 2, 3 tariff. So just to give you an example, her kids are going off to this residential camp for 2 weeks and the tariff is 1 to 10. And so you start off paying €2 a day as one tariff and then it goes up to €57 a day. So let's say the water activities camp, I was going to for €450. Like, if you're for the low income, you'll only be paying, like maybe a tenner for that. And then the more wealthy families will be paying.
Okay, well, listen, Mary, I'd say we'll be coming back to this before the summer starts, because it's a problem, a perennial problem that everyone faces. But for now, thank you very much. That's Mary McCarthy, columnist with the Irish Independent. Coming up next, David Coleman.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.